Mental health and climate change are linked, most pressing issues, claims Prince Harry. By Victoria Friedman on May 28, 2021. Prince Harry has claimed that mental health and alleged man-made climate change are linked and that both are the most important issues in the world. The Duke of Sussex made the remarks during an episode of the Apple TV series The Me You Can't See, released on Friday. Speaking to Oprah Winfrey, the co-producer of the six-episode documentary series, Prince Harry said, according to The Mirror, "I believe even more that climate change and mental health are two of the most pressing issues that we're facing and, in many ways, they are linked. The connecting line is about our collective well-being, and when our collective well-being erodes, that affects our ability to be caretakers of ourselves, of our communities and of our planet ultimately." He went on to claim that there should be a moment of reckoning post-pandemic regarding global warming and for action to be taken. He also claimed that it was pretty depressing that in some parts of the world, your home country is either on fire or it is underwater. In confusing remarks mixing the topics of climate change, social media, and the pandemic, Harry said, "With kids growing up in today's world, pretty depressing. Right, depending on where you live, your home country is either on fire. It's either underwater, houses or forests are being flattened. Climate change is really playing a huge part in this, as well as social media. And we just don't, well, I mean, I know lots of people out there are doing as best they can to try and fix these issues. But that whole sort of analogy of walking into the bathroom with a mop when the bath is overflooding, rather than just turning the tap off. Are we supposed to accept that these problems are just going to grow and grow and grow, and then we're going to have to adapt to them and build the resilience amongst the next generation and the next generation and the next generation? Or is there really a moment, a reckoning moment, post-COVID, where we can actually look at each other, look at ourselves and go, we need to do better about stopping or allowing the things that are causing so much harm to so many of us at the source, rather than being distracted by the symptom?" Despite often touting his green credentials, Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle had come under criticism for their jet-setting lifestyle, such as in August 2019 when they had taken four trips on private jets in the span of 11 days, including trips from the UK to Nice in France and Ibiza in Spain. In last week's episode of The Me You Can't See, which focuses on mental health, the woke prince had claimed that returning to London was a trigger for his anxiety attacks and that he was afraid to return to the UK last month for Prince Philip's funeral. Harry had also alleged last week that his family acted with total neglect when his wife was struggling to adapt to royal life and that Meghan had contemplated suicide while 6 months pregnant with their son, Archie. Alluding to the death of his mother, Diana, Princess of Wales, who he claimed was chased to her death while she was in a relationship with someone who wasn't white, Harry said, "It's incredibly triggering to potentially lose another woman in my life. Like, the list is growing."